Yeah, that Phoenix police officer getting stabbed by a suspect at that QT in North Phoenix. Is that, part of a trend that we're seeing? This happened during, of course, an early morning trespassing call yesterday. But it is the second consecutive weekend that a Phoenix officer has been attacked and hospitalized. The officer responding to a call at the Quick Trip a little south of Bell Road on 17th Avenue around 1 a.m. Employees wanted the suspect out of the store, and upon being asked, were told that the suspect initially agreed to leave. But as the officer was escorting the man outside, the suspect pulled a knife and stabbed the officer in the neck. Phoenix PD Commander Matt Siekman told reporters this could have gone a whole lot more wrong, though.
The important thing to know is that within a couple millimeters, one way or another, this could have been a tragedy for the Phoenix Police Department. And actions like this are simply unacceptable. And I'm thankful that that officer has the support of his family, support of his squad mates who were there by his side at the hospital, and with the support of everyone at Black Mountain Precinct and the Phoenix Police Department.
Yeah, he had a lot of good things to say, too, about the employees at that QT, including a security guard who took that suspect into custody. They stepped up and fought with that suspect, eventually subduing him until the other officers arrived.
Without the actions of the security guard and those two other employees at the QT, this could have continued to be a very bad situation for the officer as well as the community if those people did not have the courage to intervene and help the officer, which, I mean, it goes to show you that the support that we have as a community with Phoenix.
Yeah, you know, and I can't tell you how important it is to officers. Anytime I go up and thank them for being out there, you know, thanks, Blue, you know, anything like that. They just appreciate it because this kind of stuff goes on. Thankfully, you know, serious injuries, but not considered life threatening. The officer is still in the hospital. At last we were told, the suspect is also still in the hospital. Last word we had, for injuries unrelated to the assault, and one QT employee was treated for minor injuries. Now, according to Phoenix PD, the suspect is going to be charged with multiple felonies upon his release from the hospital, including aggravated assault. In a press release, Interim Phoenix Police Chief Michael Sullivan said, "I'm so grateful that our officer injured last night is stable and recovering in the hospital," but also said, "I refuse to let this become the norm. It is unacceptable and the community should be outraged." And the reason he said that is because this is the second consecutive weekend that a Phoenix police officer has been attacked and hospitalized. Officer Harold Boswell was working off duty at a business near Southern Avenue and 35th Avenue last weekend when three suspects allegedly committing an armed robbery shot him. He went home in a pretty dramatic way from the hospital, being wheeled out with his young son and his wife by his side and all those officers cheering for him. It was that was good to see. And we're hoping the same for this officer as well.